This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. The government shutdown enters its fourth week with no end in sight, while pressures build for emergency farm aid and a deal to reopen China to U.S. soybeans. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told Fox News that emergency aid will flow to row croppers once the shutdown ends, while unspent funds are in the pipeline.
We've got about $10 billion left from the last package that's separate from what we're discussing right now. But yes, these are row croppers. So soybeans, sorghum, wheat, corn, cotton, everyone that really is currently caught in the crosshairs.
Rollins says it's not just trade wars hurting growers, but soaring input costs as well.
73% in interest, 47% in labor, 36% increase in fertilizer and farm equipment. These are all things that we're targeted, we're working on. We're also working to ensure we're bringing down all those costs of inputs. We can't afford to lose any more farms in this country.
Ag Appropriations Chair John Hoven.
Our farmers are having a hard time right now, as you well know. As the administration works to secure better trade deals with our nation, it's critical that we don't allow China to use our farmers as a pressure point.
To counter that, Hoven and other farm state lawmakers argue for providing emergency farm aid as a bridge until enhanced support prices and crop insurance kick in.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.